Okay. Joining us now, Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice, is with us. And also Hans von Spakovsky is with us as well. And he is a senior legal fellow at Heritage, used to be on the Federal Election Committee. And welcome both of you to the program. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, Jay. I mean, at some point, you know, this seems so over the top. Now, I think this accomplishes two things. It keeps the country totally, completely absorbed in nonsense.
Right.
So it is, in terms of it being a daily distraction, but it's almost reminding me of, like, somebody takes their shoes off and their socks off because they want attention. They take their shirt off because they want attention. They take their pants off, they want attention. At some point, they get naked. And none of it is going to garner any more attention than what they're doing. He's now basically suggesting Mitt Romney's a murderer.
You know, it's just an act, absolute act of desperation. What has happened, and you're seeing this with the ads that the super PACs are running, but you're also seeing it with the statements coming out of Jay Carney. They are trying to run so far away from these ads because they know it's embarrassing. It gets the four Pinocchios in the Washington Post. It shows desperation and a desperate attempt to try to make something out of a story that doesn't exist. First of all, Governor Romney was not at Bain at that time. That's number one. Number two, to then imply, which they did in this piece, that Governor Romney is now responsible for this man's, the tragedy of this man's wife losing her battle with cancer, and to blame that on Governor Romney is ridiculous. But they do this because it is just like the Harry Reid, you know, somebody told me that he hasn't paid taxes for 10 years when we know that's, of course, absolutely bogus. Harry Reid probably knows, absolutely knows it's bogus, too. This is distractions. They don't want to focus on, and they don't want the American people focusing on, what they're really doing, which is things like filing lawsuits against Ohio for allowing military 3 extra days to vote. That they don't want attention to. They want distractions this way.
Hans, do you think this backfires, and or do you think this might have, you know, some positive effect for the president? Does this work? Does this type of negative campaigning work?
No, I don't think so. Look, negative campaigning works when it's a real criticism of, for example, policy positions that candidates have taken. But voters don't like it when people just do scurrilous attacks, which they know are simply not true or an outright lie, like Harry Reid is doing on the tax issue. Those are the ones that tend to backfire against candidates.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is the president has one sister soldier moment after another, and he just punts. He doesn't do it. I mean, for example, the super PAC that gets $1 million from Bill Maher. Now, President Civility, you know, is really President Timid. He doesn't have the ability to stand up to anybody. Or this woman who's part of a surrogate for the president on his Truth Team squad in Virginia, who accuses Romney of being a racist. The president, who lectures on tone and civility in politics, goes out there and doesn't say a thing. You know, Romney's a felon. Doesn't
right.
say a thing. Romney didn't pay his taxes in 10 years. Why? Because some stranger told me so.
That's true. But, and the thing is, look, the true nature, unfortunately, of the president's campaign is seen in what Jay was just talking about, which is that, you know, they filed a lawsuit in Ohio, the campaign, over the 3 extra days that they give active members of the military time to vote. And that's something that, I mean, first of all, it's a shameful lawsuit, but that's going to backfire against them, too. There's already 14 different military veterans associations that have sued on the side of the state.
Actually, it's up to 15, I think I heard this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, and the suit itself, there's just no basis for it. I mean, they basically say that, you know, military voters aren't any different from any other voters, and we know that that's not true given the high tempo of military operations and the fact that members of the military, they may be here today and gone tomorrow, dispatched on an important mission.
Well, they're using the Equal Protection Clause
right.
to argue that, and your reaction, Jay?
Well, it's absurd because the Supreme Court has consistently recognized that the military is in a unique class and a unique situation, and the idea that you'd extend here with wide bipartisan support in the Ohio legislature, legislation that would aid the military and give them this 3 additional days, a grace period, if you will, it flows right with existing Supreme Court precedent. And in fact, what the Obama administration is doing here, I think we need to be crystal clear. Sean, this is an attempt to limit the military vote because they're afraid that the military tends to vote more conservative. Ohio is a critical state. In fact, I'll take it a step further. They did it in Ohio. Have you heard them do this anyplace else? Now, other states are looking at the same kind of laws, have military preferences. They're not. Why Ohio? Why is the fact Ohio? Because they know Ohio is a battleground state. This is pure politics, and the reality of it is that what you've got is not only this nonsense that this violates the Equal Protection Clause. They keep trying. Their talking point is, well, we want everybody to have the same right to vote. Everybody does have the same right to vote. There's early voting allowed, absentee ballots allowed in Ohio. In fact, the Secretary of State sending out ballots to everybody on the polls. What this is doing is allowing the military some extra time, because in 2008 there were some real problems with lines. I mean, there were some counties were 2 hours, some were 12 hours. And this was to fix it. Instead of going county by county, it was going to be a state uniform policy. So this is the Obama administration, I want people to understand this, suing Ohio to stop the military from getting 3 days of grace period for their voting. That's what the Obama administration has done.
Well, it's,
or the re-election
this shouldn't
committee.
Surprise anybody, because go back to 2000 and the Democrats disenfranchising the military. This is not unusual.
No, this they know this vote hurts them. Go ahead, Hans.
Yeah, no, I mean, they know that. And look, there's a good reason that military voters are protected by Congress through federal law. It's because they have such a horrible disenfranchisement rate, again, because of the difficulties of military service. Look, Sean, you know in the 08 election, we had some of the highest turnout in 30 years. The presidential election was almost 62% across the country. The turnout for military voters of their ballots actually got counted was only 5.5% of eligible voters.
Mm. Wow. I mean, that's pretty pathetic. All right, so both of you come from the position that you don't think these attacks are going to work in the end. At some point, does this backfire? And how does it, you know, how does this play out,
yeah,
Jay?
I think it backfires. It's starting. I think the Ohio one's backfiring right now. They filed this lawsuit kind of quietly. Then it's gotten picked up, and it got picked up because, and this is important for people to understand, it's not just the state of Ohio now that's a defendant. You have a variety of military organizations that have intervened in the lawsuit to defend the state of Ohio's position. We're filing a brief on behalf of groups as well. So you've got, this is backfiring. This is a direct, you know, Governor Romney was asked, do you support the military getting this 3-day grace period, this 3 additional days? Answer, yes. The Obama administration, the answer is no. No, they say, no, it's not no. It's, we just think it should be for everybody. But that's not the way this is supposed to set up and work. And the reality is, and I think that the backfire has already started. However, and this is the however, who knows what they're going to pull next, Sean? Look what we've got in just the last 2 weeks. We've had this lawsuit. We've had the Harry Reid with the, you know, I heard from somebody that Governor Romney didn't pay taxes for 10 years. Again, bogus. And now you've got an ad running by a super PAC saying Governor Romney's company caused basically the death of this woman because she didn't have insurance to fight her cancer, which is not only, I mean, it's a tragic situation, but to blame that and lay that at the feet of Mitt Romney is absurd. And the Obama administration, instead of Jay Carney, you know, doing his dance that he did 2 weeks ago about, you know, what's the capital of Israel, and he danced around that. He does the same thing here. Doesn't answer the question. He needs to be pushed on that question tomorrow. Do you hold Governor Romney responsible for that woman's death? The answer has to be no. He just doesn't want to say it.
Well, the second thing, too, is do you believe that Governor Romney didn't pay taxes for 10 years and that, right, Harry Reid should apologize to Governor Romney? I mean, at some point, look, I think there's a strategy to all this, because if they can muddy up the waters enough, the one thing that people aren't talking about is the high unemployment rate, that we have fewer Americans working, $5-plus trillion in debt, a failed economic policy, a failed foreign policy.
Housing prices hitting again their all-time low? Yep.
Well, I mean, so it seems to me that their strategy in one sense is actually working, because they effectively, on a daily basis, distract the country from the issues at hand. Can they sustain that for 91 more days? I don't know.
I don't think so. And I'll tell you why. I don't think they can do it.
Yeah, I don't think so either, particularly because, look, when voters go into the polls, and most people still vote on Election Day, you know, a lot of people vote based on a gut feeling of who do they think is going to do a better job with the country and the economy. And I think when it boils down to that, they're going to, all this other stuff that the administration is trying to use to distract them is not going to distract people from being able to make that decision.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
When you look at the lawsuit, people need to see this. When you look at the lawsuit that the Obama reelection committee filed in Ohio, they actually say that the law which extended that 3-day period for the military is arbitrary and a violation of the Constitution. Arbitrary and not supported. Now, think about that. If you're a man and woman, a man or a woman serving in our military, subject to deployment, not just deployment overseas, but being having to change locations domestically, and the Obama administration says it's arbitrary and not constitutional, people need to be thinking about that when they walk into the polling booth.
All right, guys, thank you both for being with us. Hans, thank you. And Jay Sekulow, as always, thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Sean.